I'm Jenna Dooley on your NPR News Station. Northern Illinois University has a new president as of Thursday. Chase Kavanaugh has more.
NIU's Board of Trustees voted without dissent to formally appoint Dr. Lisa Freeman as the university's 13th president. She's been serving as acting president since last year. Freeman says one of her top priorities will be addressing a 4.8% drop in enrollment.
We can't be Midwest modest. We need to do a better job of selling and telling folks about what a wonderful institution NIU and what a transformative educational experience we offer.
Dr. Freeman's contract will run through September 2022 and provide a base salary of $450,000. The president says she will donate a potential of $25,000 per year in bonus pay to the NIU Foundation so it can be applied toward student scholarships. I'm Chase Kavanaugh.
Illinois' new school funding formula approved last year could already be facing revisions. Dusty Rhodes has more.
Lawmakers had such a tough time agreeing on this new formula, they tried to ensure they'd never have to fight so hard again. So they built in a professional review panel and empowered that group to recommend recalibrations as needed. One idea under consideration, adding a racial equity component to address the historic underfunding of predominantly black districts. Nakia Hall from the Crete Moniz School Board is one of the panelists in favor of that idea.
It's a matter of remembering why we're all here. And that's not to give pushback because we don't personally agree or, you know, maybe it's not applicable to your situation. We're all in this together.
Under this new plan, no district lost any state funding, but additional money is being channeled to the neediest schools. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
The Illinois Supreme Court yesterday upheld a law that grants property tax exemptions to nonprofit hospitals. The exemptions had existed for the better part of a century until about 15 years ago, when a series of court decisions threw them into question. The General Assembly passed a law to codify the exemptions in 2012. The formula requires hospitals to provide charity care that's at least equal to the value of the tax exemption. And Illinois was awarded a $43 million federal grant to fight opioid abuse. It will increase availability of addiction treatment using FDA-approved medication that could reduce overdose-related deaths. I'm Jenna Dooley, and this is Illinois News on your NPR News Station.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. A group of Illinois workers is helping with recovery efforts after Hurricane Florence. The group is known as Illinois Task Force One Swiftwater Team. Team leader Chuck Gross says they are experts in helping recovery from natural disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes. He says some of their tools already came in handy during the current mission to North Carolina.
One of the reasons why we were able to, as a team, to supply one of the local gas stations with a nice generator to run their pumps and to run their cash machines. So the locals didn't have any fuel and they were very desperate.
The team was sent as a part of a national mutual aid program between the states. 10 Illinois Army National Guard soldiers and 2 helicopters have also been deployed to help with the relief efforts. A retired Episcopal priest in southwestern Illinois now faces deportation to his native England for what he says was mistakenly voting 12 years ago. 69-year-old Reverend David Bose of Godfrey says his illegal voting was discovered after he applied for U.S. citizenship. He moved to the country in 2004 and became a priest at St. Paul Episcopal Church in Alton. Bose says he used his British passport to obtain an Illinois driver's license in 2005, and when a staffer asked if he wanted to register to vote, he says he didn't know that only citizens could vote. His attorney, David Cox, says Bose will ask an immigration judge on September 28th to allow his voluntary departure. A U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services spokesperson didn't immediately reply to a request for comment. I'm Jennifer Fuller.